best the best intro so far. You know how it always F's up the screen?
Right? Yeah.
This time I was prepared for it, and it didn't do it, so it totally threw me off. I was ready, man. You're not going to get me this time, and it did. By not doing it.
Hey, you're doing great.
I'm doing great. I'm under the weather.
I don't know what's going on.
Got diverticulitis.
Which was news to me as I walked in.
It's The Hang with Mike and Matt.
Yes, hi. It is The Hang. And another week, another thing.
Sometimes. I'm looking for some good news.
Oh, I got none. Don't look at me. If you want good news, you were saying how, you feel like it's just been one thing after another, right?
And then, yeah, exactly.
I feel the same way, but even if something goes good, I just know that something bad is around the corner, so I can never even celebrate it too much. You know what I mean? I can't even get a W. I just know there's an L waiting around the corner.
I understand that feeling. I think about these things all the time, and it makes, it's because I'm autistic, and I think, what is the purpose of any of life at all? Because eventually everybody you know and love is going to die.
Oh my God.
And no matter what, you unless you get hit by a bus, you're going to become a frail, painful, brain-addled old person.
With big, long ears because they don't stop growing and a bulbous nose.
Some weird things start growing when you get older. Yeah, everything gets bigger. It's so weird. My nose is going to be very bulbous.
It's just the nose and the ears, right? That keep growing?
Pretty much.
I don't think anything else is the same. I don't know.
I think the testicles grow longer.
They do?
I think that's a gravity thing.
That's a gravity thing. Okay.
But they don't grow. No. I don't know why. It's just the nose and the ears. The cartilage.
The cartilage.
It sags.
Welcome to The Hang. We're in here having a very positive attitude about life.
And Matt brought the old fashioned. He brought the ready-made old fashioned. I can't drink because of the medication I'm on. And usually I always drink no matter what medication I'm on, but this one was like, seriously, don't drink. you're going to get cramps. And I was like,
that's just something they say.
I know. I usually risk it.
Pussy.
I know. I ain't doing it though at this point.
Yeah. I brought you over a gentleman's cocktail. It's called On the Rocks, pre-made old fashioned. So you don't have to go through all the rigmarole.
I like that. And I can't see that Donna's been cooking delicious things that I can't eat. I'm like, got to be on a liquid diet. Matt's bringing over old fashions. It's like a conspiracy. She said, bring over Mike's favorite drink.
She texted me earlier. Yeah.
Because he can't drink it.
We're going to sit here and show off all night. Yeah, it smells like a 5-star restaurant out there. And I'm like, and then you're going, I can't eat. I'm on a liquid diet. Like, man. But, on the bright side, you're going to, shed a couple of pounds, I would imagine, being on a liquid diet, right?
I believe I've shed a little bit of the fat that I'd built up.
So this is like this is like that Dana White liquid diet, but by force.
That's it. See, we were saying that we were going to fast, me and Donna, and we were saying it on the show, Cluster F, we're going to fast, this week. And on week three, Trace said, you're not ever going to fast. He said,
it's difficult.
Just quit talking about it. Because we were all like, well, tomorrow night we got to go out to dinner. Mm-hmm. And then this weekend we got the party, So I probably never would have done it. But then as soon as you're like, I got to do it, you're like, well.
So you're technically on a fast. Like, so what have you, have you done 2 days, 3 days? Well, what's the actual time frame here?
So all I've been eating is bowls of broth.
Okay.
And so.
That's good,
and
right?
And I did a Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I did it fully for 4 days.
Oh, man.
Nothing like that. And it wasn't too bad until today. And I was like, I got to eat something. I think you can only be on a liquid diet so long. That's me. I love
to
eat.
To do a 3-day liquid diet is supposed to be,
it sucked. It sucked.
Okay.
And so usually they say that'll clear it up, and it didn't really do anything for me. So I'm on the antibiotics, and hopefully it'll go away. Last time I had to get the Cipro antibiotics, which give you snapping tendons. It's not a joke. It's for real. And it comes with this big black box warning. And I'm like, man, I don't want to. I don't
snap like your
tendons.
Achilles or just any tendon?
Mainly the Achilles, but like I think any tendon. It gets.
Oh my God, dude! I remember watching a TV show when I was like 9 or 10 years old or something like that, and it was almost like one of those like unsolved mystery style shows. And it had a guy, the whatever happened was the guy was hiding underneath cars and with a blade. And when the person approached the vehicle, he'd slice their Achilles and it rolls up into the, rolls up.
You ain't doing nothing after that.
Right.
Except falling down and crying.
But I swear to God, ever since I saw that, like it's one of those things that just stuck with me forever. And
now you can't walk up to your
car. Oh, man, I'll still check under my car. I'm like, I know somebody, it's impossible for a grown person to be under my car, but I'm not taking any chances.
High step when you get up to your car. Do a little, little soft shoe.
Yeah, I wear Achilles heel shields. Wouldn't that suck, though?
That would hurt so bad, and it would suck so bad. And so this guy just ruined, the next, year of your life as you recover from the surgery of your Achilles, which is... You're not a professional athlete. You're not training it like you should. And maybe it comes back 75-80% and you're done.
Never the same. Yeah.
Never the same.
Never the same. It like rolls up into your calf. I mean, that thing is like a stretched.
It's gruesome.
Ugh.
I don't know how they fix that. It looks like it's like unfixable.
Is that what?
See that thing.
Is that what happened to Rodgers?
Yeah, I think they had video. You could see in the video of it rolling up, and it's like, ooh, I don't like to watch that.
I can't stomach those videos like I used to. That's for sure.
No, I don't. And then you can, I guess they got to fish it out and bring it back and reattach it.
That sounds like an absolute nightmare.
And then I guess it's good as new.
And all you have is a little diver reticulitis. So
maybe
some would call you blessed.
I'm self-diagnosed, so it could be something. Oh, it could be something. Hopefully. Not as worse, but
oh really?
Yeah, I got a doctor's appointment for next week if I ain't no better.
Man, we gotta have a doctor out there. Think any doctors are?
Ain't no doctors.
Electrician, check. Plumber, probably check.
I have no idea what occupation a lot of these people are.
Isn't that the coolest thing?
Could be anybody.
I know. Isn't that the greatest thing though? Like, because there's so many different, I know we've kind of mentioned before, I find what people do for a living fascinating. And
I do too.
And the jobs that other people think are like boring or whatever, I'm fascinated by, electricians, plumbers, all that stuff. I'm completely fascinated by it. I don't know why. It's just,
I don't know how to do any of it, but
yeah, crazy interesting to me. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm fascinated by it.
Those people, the trash can broke in the kitchen. It's one of those where you step on it. You step on it and the lid opens. This trash can is my nemesis.
The fancy trash cans.
Oh, and it's plastic. And so I was putting, the garbage in and it was trying to take it out. Sometimes it's hard to get it out.
Yep.
And it broke and it fell into three pieces. And Donna's told me how to put it together about 40 times. And, she just looks at me and goes, and then she demonstrates it again, and I'm like, because I tried this time. I tried. I was like, all right, I'm going to put this thing back together. And after 5 minutes, I was like, Donna, I don't know. I think something in my brain, I can't do that kind of thing.
Same.
It's like, it's not like I don't want to. People act like, put it together. It's like, I can't.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to. It's not in the cards.
I'm trying. Don't you think I'm trying?
It's funny. I sent you some. I don't know if you have your email pulled up or not. There's one I sent you. It made me think of us and our respective relationships watching this because it's
email. Wrong thing.
It's just one of those. Hold on. Let me see which.
Oh, no. I just went to the wrong email.
Oh, okay.
I remember now. Okay.
And I sent you a few. I think it's the latest one I sent you. The top one. Think that's it. Yes, and this is all about it's
I don't have to make them
gross up. it's egregious and annoying.
All these people
I have an equal partner.
All these people trying to get attention for their TikToks about whatever bullshit. It's like, I don't need to hear your shit, lady.
Well, I saw this and I'm going, this reminds me of you and I in our respective relationships.
Okay.
I have an equal partner. I don't have to make him a list. I have an equal partner. I don't have to ask him to help with things around the house. I have an equal partner. He knows how to shop at the grocery store without pictures. I have an equal partner. He doesn't expect me to handle everything alone.
Now, an equal partner. Now pause. I'm going in my mind. I'm going, check, no check, no check, check, no, no check. Check. And I'm going, I wonder what Mike would check off the list here. But this chick's insufferable. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But
I have an equal partner. I have an equal partner. Yeah, he plans date night. He plans date nights. Well,
yeah, like I can't.
I mean, if Donald, you know, sometimes we just go out. I don't plan a date night, but every once in a while, I'll say you want to go out. You know that.
Yeah, like what's this equal partner thing about? Like, what does yours qualify? If you're like, hey, babe, you want to go out tonight? Is that planning a date night? Does that make you an equal partner or not an equal partner?
I don't know, maybe you're supposed to plan some kind of romantic
date
night. Or just every week you're like, you know, every Friday it's just me and you and we're going to go see a movie. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I never felt it necessary. And Donna's not, you know, to do that kind of stuff.
And you guys have been married for a very long time. And meanwhile, this chick has an equal partner. And I'm like wondering, is there anybody listening that even has like half of these things off the list? Like, is it truly, is there any relationship that's like she's saying here?
Let's date nights without me having to beg for it.
Beg for a date night?
Well, not her. She's got an equal partner.
Oh, he's got a, yeah.
He does it without asking.
He does his own laundry.
He does his own laundry. He makes I do own. That. I do my own laundry.
Check.
I didn't used to.
Make his own appointments? I'm iffy on that.
Okay. I didn't used to do my own laundry, and then, you know, I was like, just like, well, why is Donna doing my laundry? And so I was like, tell me how to do the laundry. I went, that's really easy. Even I can do it. And so I now I do.
Now you're now an equal partner.
I'm an equal partner now. What was the last one? What was the last one?
Something about laundry, right?
Was it? Okay.
He does his own laundry.
Check.
He makes his own appointments.
No, absolutely. I mean, I am the worst.
I'm batting 25% on making my own appointments.
I'm batting zero.
Zero.
I mean, Donna makes every appointment for me.
Your wife, she does not have an equal partner at this moment in time.
Oh, my God.
This is very lopsided. This should be very telling for every bitch-ass relationship out there.
Oh, man. I just realized I don't have an equal partner.
I have an equal partner. My stocking has never been empty.
She fills her own stocking.
See,
she doesn't even. Does she have a stocking? I don't even know if she has a stocking.
I'm terrible at that too. Right? Like,
and she's
stocking will be full. The kid's stocking's full, and then I'm sitting there going, "Oh man, I'm supposed to put something in her stocking." We're not equal partners.
She's very good about that kind of thing.
An equal partner. He makes the kids' lunches in the morning.
whoever this jackass is making us look real bad right now.
No, I mean I make him breakfast in the morning many times.
That kind of counts.
So get a half credit on that.
I have an equal partner. He makes and takes our son to his therapy appointments.
Why does your okay?
I mean, yeah, not, I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be specific to takes your kids to their stuffs. I did that sometimes. I think.
Equal.
I mean, yeah. If it was like pick Weston up at the dentist, I was like, all right, I'm gonna go pick Weston up at the dentist.
Wait, hold on. I just caught this one.
Which one?
This one, because it takes their son to his therapy appointments. Yeah. I want to know how old the son is and what the kid's in therapy for. I wonder if it's having to do with this whole equal partnership.
I think we can tell why he's in therapy just listening to this woman. She's a loon.
I have an equal partner. He doesn't believe that just because he goes to work, he shouldn't have to do anything when he gets home. I have an equal partner.
Oh, just the way she says it.
That's where I got to draw the line a little bit. Now, yes, the guy should do stuff when he gets home. But if he's going to work all day and if she's not, I do think the guy has a little... There is some liberties that should be taken to when he gets home where he didn't have to do a bunch of shit, right?
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, you know, he should still mow the yard and take care of those kind of things.
Yeah, do some stuff.
But I mean, he shouldn't have to come home and have a lot of chores.
I want to meet this equal partner of hers.
He done been working all day. You don't need no chores.
He He takes genuine interest in me and my interests.
Huh. That's a lie. That's a lie. He does not. Yeah, I think this guy's just the biggest
phony yes. in the history of the world.
Babe, tell me about your day. The I'm biggest, truly interested.
The biggest phony in the history of the world. And because what does this this loudmouth Yenta's day consist of that could be possibly interesting? Just the way she presents it is she's intimidating me. I'm intimidated by this one.
You could be her equal partner if you're not careful.
She's browbeating me in the video.
I have an equal partner. He knows how to fold towels. I have an equal partner. He takes our kids to bed.
I fold.
I'm with you. That one I checked off too. I'm like, okay, I fold towels. I got that.
For laundry in general, if laundry needs folded, I'll... I'm not a very pretty folder, My wife does a much better job, but I do my best.
I'm with you. Same.
Sometimes don't work out.
It's not going to be the same fold.
He takes our kids to bed and knows our teacher's name.
Oof. I couldn't tell you one of my kids' teacher's names ever. I'd be like, the blonde one? The old one?
Well, yeah. I mean, like when we send our kids to a small school... for a few years, so it was easy to know the name, because they went there for years, 3 or 4 okay. 3 years, I think, and so it was easy to know their names.
If your children were in a public school.
As soon as they went to public school,
right.
I didn't know the names of any of their teachers, so I could, yeah. So that's
not
really,
equal.
It's not a fair comparison.
Anne knows their teachers' names. I have an equal partner. He doesn't make me feel bad if I'm not in the mood.
Why won't you just give it up already? What's your problem? I thought we were equals. You don't want to give me nookie?
Don't make me feel bad about it.
Shame her into it. Maybe is that the kind of sex he's into? She's not even liking this. Yeah, she doesn't even want to do this. I'm going to make it last a long time.
There's no way this guy's ever getting laid, right? Because if she even has to make that statement, that means like he's probably not getting laid.
That's her look on her face when he asks her, do you want to have sex tonight, honey?
I'm not in the mood. Stop berating me. You're not being an equal partner right now.
He acknowledges and appreciates what I do and tells me that often.
I'm good at that.
I'm fairly good at that.
Not quite equal.
I'm good. I'm good at that. She's an excellent cook and she's an excellent hostess. And she always tell her she would have been like, well, she could have been president, but she'd be great. Like since she's a chick, she could have been a great like executive assistant and made big bucks.
You complimented your wife and told her that she could work. You could almost break through that glass ceiling, babe. You could work for somebody who's better than you.
I'm just telling you, it's a glass ceiling, man. I'm trying to be realistic. I'm giving her the highest position I think a woman can attain.
Executive assistant to somebody important.
I think
you're so smart, you could work underneath a man, babe.
But, I mean, she could easily... I mean, you probably know plenty of people in your life who could be just as good as some of these CEOs. It just takes business acumen. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Or a degree
from MIT or something that.
You think differently than other people. You're in a little level above in that way of thinking of how to grow a company.
And you can talk the jargon.
Yeah, Donna could definitely run a company better than half these guys.
Or she could at least work for the guy that runs the company, setting his appointments.
And make a nice salary.
Perhaps a matching 401k, Donna. Not quite an equal partner.
Health insurance, hopefully. She's got her resumes out. Her executive assistant resume is out.
I have an equal partner. He does basic adult tasks. Without being asked.
Jesus.
Ugh.
Cut the crap.
Enough. I saw that.
I do a lot of shit around here. Every once in a while, she's like, I told you I asked you 3 times to go change the light bulb. So would you please do it right now?
Oh, she'll give you the 3 times now?
And I'm like, sorry, because you asked me 3 times, and I just say yes, and then I completely forget. That's kind of like... how I've always been.
You're a forgetful partner.
Oh, yeah. So anytime I'm like, sorry, I forgot. I mean,
Mike, you're not being an equal partner right now.
I forget things, you know, like, you know, immediately. So if I get that squirrel distraction, I'm just like, it's not even in my mind. And then later when I'm reminded of it, I'm like, I genuinely feel bad. I don't intentionally forget. Yes.
Yeah, it just
happens. It's a bad, you know, something.
I got bad brain.
I've used memory, you know, tricks, you know. There's nothing that can make you remember if you forget. It's just your mind wanders. That's what it is.
Same.
It's like I'm always...
It's part of being autistic, I think.
I think that's what it is.
Dude, I was like, my neck's been killing me, right? I got bone spurs in my neck and all this stuff, and I'm going to the bathroom to get out some aspirin today, some just pain relief, right? And I get in the bathroom, and I'm like, what was I in here for? And I'm going, okay, I didn't just accidentally walk in here. Like, I'm in here for a reason. I know there's a reason. So then I'm just standing there, and I'm going, why am I here? What's going on? And then I eventually gave up. And then like 5 minutes later, I remembered that my neck still hurt. And I go, oh, yeah, I was in here for aspirin.
Something will remind you. And you're like, oh, that's what it was.
Yes.
And yeah, I do that. But I think it's just because of my mind wanders on my way to that room. Mm-hmm. I've already thought of six different things.
Yes.
And then I'm like, and it's usually something out of the ordinary I went in there for. So it's not, you know, my routine. I'm like, I have no idea. And I'll walk away. And then like 5 minutes later, you're like, oh, okay. That makes sense now.
Dude, multitasking. If I'm going to the grocery store and I'm going to the grocery store for like two things, if the family calls me and they're like, hey, can you also pick up this? I'm like, no, everything's like it's my world's imploded, and God forbid they send me like three things or four things to pick up, because then it's just a nightmare, and I know I'm not going to get it right. You know what I mean? And I'm just going to come home and they're like, well, you picked up the wrong one. And I'm like, God, I don't know.
I'm a pretty good shopper.
Good for you. Good for you. Maybe one day you'll become the shopping assistant to somebody who's an important person, and you can go get their groceries.
I'll be getting Donna's groceries when she's a CEO.
You'll be the executive to the CEO.
Sweeping the floors.
You'll be like Costanza. You're the assistant to traveling secretary of the New York Yankees.
Oh, F. Coote subscribed for 51 months. I can't remember if I said that or not.
No.
All right. Thank you, F. Coote. Woo! Somebody else down here. Ned's Navy, 49 months.
Woo! Nice.
Hot damn. Hot damn.
Hot damn.
Wang dang. It's the fucking hang. That's what that was my Facebook. I don't care.
We're just hanging.
It's like, you know, it's better than just saying to the hey, join the hang.
You know, it is.
you gotta catch him.
Wang dang, there it is.
Wang dang, fucking hang.
Oh my god, yeah. I do like the idea of, you know, there not being like formatted things on this show, and we're just kind of like bouncing around and segueing stuff, and you know,
it's so far. Like I have the list, and I don't really get to the list. Sometimes we get to a couple. At the end of the show, usually VIP, we start going through our list.
I did, however, based on last week's show, you told me as far as like the hip-hop news, we should do...
What was the... Do you remember the name?
The street word on the street report or something. So I did. I'm making an intro for it.
You did?
I did, yeah. It's in your email. And I've got articles. I've got hip-hop news. If you want to do that,
Street Report.
That's right.
What was that? What was the name of it? Do you remember? Is that you had? Is that?
I think it was just the Street Report. I don't know. It's something like that.
You kept repeating or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, well, here we go. Are you ready for that?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if you want to do,
let me download this thing and everything.
Want to do a little Street Report?
Only take me 1 second. I think added to my drive. I don't know what that means. Oh wait. Oh download. Wait download. Yes. That's what I want. Okay. That's it. I got it. Street should be ready to go. Where'd it go? Wait, I swear I got this.
It's in the cloud.
There we go. All right. We are ready to go.
All right. Hip hop news, the Street Report.
Yo, it's about that time. Let's see what's good in the hood with the Street Report.
I couldn't find the Jamaican horn.
That's so bad. It's so bad. It's so bad. It's good. It's good. It's so bad. It's great. Yeah.
I scoured the internets looking for that meow, 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 and I couldn't find that horn. But I was like, we need it. There has to be a horn in the intro. And you,
you're such a tough homie in this.
I called an audible. You're such a... Well, I pitched my voice down, too. Yeah, sound real. Deep undercover.
Yo, it's about that time. Let's see what's good in the hood with the street report.
Oh, that's a lot of beeps.
There you go.
The street report.
Yeah. Word on the streets. You want some word on the streets?
I do.
All right. Word on the streets. Cardi B.
Oh, yes.
And Bia or BIA. I don't know. I'm not that.
I don't know. Sorry.
I'm still getting acclimated on the streets. I don't
Come on, man.
Look.
You just lost all your street cred.
It takes time to build up this credibility, okay? Look, if I say, hey, I was under investigation from the feds, then I get credibility. But unless I throw that out. Anyways, let's get back to the street report.
Get back to the street report.
Cardi B and BIA seemingly trade shots as beef rumors heat up.
Oh, they got beef?
There's beef between...
With Cardi B and...
BIA.
BIA.
Yeah, they've...
Bia? See, it's going to be something stupid, but it's not even what you think it is. Like, it's not beer or buy it. It's something, you know, some stupid pronunciation.
Yeah.
Like a real asshole. It's like Bay.
If it was a BOA, I'd be like, oh, Bank of America. Oh.
Yeah,
but
I
it's
get
BIA.
It. I get it. BIA. Or is it just initials BIA?
Why?
These are
it is initial. It's just three initials. Letters, so
okay,
therefore
so
it would
BIA,
be.
BIA, right? No. Okay, there's no periods. No initials.
No periods.
Okay, I don't know who B. I don't. I've never heard of her, but they got beef.
Well yeah, Cardi B and Bia or BIA, they got beef. They've traded some shots apparently.
Oh.
It stems from the rapper sampling Missy Elliott's 1999 hit "She's a Bitch." Apparently, both of them used the sample in the song, and they're calling each other out. Cardi, who's no stranger to rap beef, hit back, writing on X. Bitches make a fool of themselves every time. I'm going to show you something when we release this song. Winking face emoji. That's how they do you down in the hood.
Oh.
So Cardi B and Bia have beef. That's
beef. That's something I did not know.
That's some word on the street.
Yo, it's about that time. Let's see what's good in the hood with the street report.
I'll find the Jamaican horn for next time. I swear. I just didn't have it at my disposal.
I don't know. Might be a keeper.
Kid Cudi. An other word on the street.
Day and night. Kid Cudi, yeah.
Yep. He's been synonymous with weed for years, but he's currently trying to cut back with the help of an old habit. What would this old habit be, you ask?
I do ask.
Well, it's a good thing I'm on the streets and I know the answer to this. The Lonely Stoner took to Instagram, sharing a video of him waving to fans and posting for photos. And he, in the clip, Cudi can be seen with a cigarette in his mouth.
Oh.
That's right. Something he addressed. He said, P.S., I just started smoking again a couple months ago. I don't plan on keeping this up for too much longer. I just smoke cigarettes because it helps me cut back on tree. Don't worry. I know my health is important to y'all. Love you.
I'm sure he does.
So, yeah, so.
So.
Word on the streets.
Yo, it's about that time. Let's see what's good in the hood with the street report.
Kid Cudi smoking cigarettes again. That's the big news.
How old's Kid Cudi?
He's got to be 40, right?
Yeah. Did he ever have anything? You know, he's one of these one hit wonder rappers.
He had some stuff.
He had some stuff. Deep album cuts on Kid. I don't know. I don't know if he did.
Not a lot of stuff, but he had some stuff.
I don't know how much stuff he had. Like probably millions of dollars.
He's
whatever.
He's a decent actor. I've seen him in. He used to be on this HBO show that was pretty good. But anyways, he's smoking again. So you know, it's very hood of him. Congrats to Kid Cudi for picking up the habit of smoking and cutting back on the weed and replacing it with 196 different carcinogens.
Yeah, exactly. It's admirable. That's admirable of Kid Cudi.
That's very important to the hood. All right.
The Lonely Stoner.
You want more
it's
hood news?
It's a great song. It's a great song.
It is.
It's a good song. It's a good song. All
day and night. Yeah. Man, I like that one. Yeah. Makes me want to smoke a cigarette.
I like it.
All right. Krishan Rock. Last story of hip hop.
Now, this Krishan Rock and some like Blueface deal.
That's right. She's Blueface's baby mama.
I don't know who these people are. I mean, I'm like, I see them all the time.
Isn't that the funniest part?
On TMZ, and I'm like, why am I always subjected to this girl and this guy? Who what do they do? What do they do?
I don't
know. Oh, okay.
And now, again, I'm just getting acclimated to the streets. I'm not.
I just thought you would know because you're on the streets.
I'm not a full-on hip-hop street reporter. I just play one on the podcast for now.
All right. But you're going to dive deep into it.
Really, I will do a full report.
You're going to be obsessed with it.
Yes, I will. It's going to be like Howard 100 News. I'm going to really, really dive deep into these bullshit stories. These
bullshit stories.
Oh, my God. The Howard 100 News. Oh, my God. The stories they would have to do on that Sirius XM channel.
I hardly remember.
It would be like, somebody stole the panini out of the fridge. I'm Steve Langford. And then he'd interview like 9,000 people about the stolen panini or something. And it's like, what a dumb fucking, what are we doing here? Ew.
I think we got to kind of come up with a lot better stuff.
Yeah.
A lot better stuff.
Like hip-hop news on the streets.
Smoking out. He's smoking.
Now, Krishan Rock has promised to turn over a new leaf for her son's benefit. And that new leaf involves disposing of all her active warrants. So she can actually be seen in the kid's life. According to documents obtained, the Oklahoma Department of Corrections, Blueface's baby mama has two open and active bench warrants, both which are tied to past convictions in the state. One conviction is for failure to pay, failure to display a tax stamp on a controlled dangerous substance, and one is for distribution, possession with intent. But she's planning on getting all those taken care of so she can be in the life of her kids. So congratulations to Krishan. Big word on the streets. Big ups. That's what's good in the hood.
I still want it.
Yo, it's about that time. Let's see what's good in the hood. Win the street report.
I want to know who the hell she is. She's on TMZ like all the time. She's
Blueface's
and Blueface, baby mama. Who is he? And
I don't know.
This guy Sinac or something.
I don't know Sinac.
I don't know. But there's these people now that I can't even, you know, I try to find out who they are. I don't understand who they are.
On next week's Street Report, I will get to the bottom.
You're going
to
dive deep in it.
Yeah, you tell me who you don't know, and I'll get to the bottom of it.
This Blueface and this Krishan Rock.
Blueface,
rapper?
He's a rapper, but I think him and the baby's mama, that Krishan chick, they used to just post videos of them beating each other up, like online or something.
One of those deals.
Yeah.
I've seen those deals.
The whole thing would just be like her punching him.
The guy lets the woman like bloody his nose. It's like people do anything for clicks, man.
Clout.
It's a sickness. The internet is the devil.
Well, and also back in the day, I think a rapper, if you would have allowed your chick to just beat the crap out of you online, you know, you would have gotten clowned.
Big time.
Now, it's like, oh, there he is getting beat up again. Poor guy.
You know.
And then they go see him in concert with a black eye.
Different, it's a different world. There's no, like, masculinity is, like, not, you know, it's not tolerated.
Well, and you're right. And also same story as last week. Everybody still thinks Diddy's gay, and Diddy did some things that Diddy shouldn't have done.
I think it's like
Diddy did things.
What's the guy? R. Kelly's an R. Kelly kind of guy, kind of like not to that extent, but grooming people and taking advantage of young people, kind
of
deal.
A lot of weird suspect things, and then all these videos that come out of like he'll be having his arm around like. Justin Bieber. Like, hey, Justin, why don't you ever call me anymore? We don't hang out. And Bieber's just like, oh, my God, get this guy off of me.
I saw that. He's like, yeah, because you never gave me your number. Like, give me your number now. Justin's like, I got security now.
Yeah.
So this guy ain't
get away from me, Diddy. Yeah.
So Diddy was banging Bieber.
Well, no. Don't put that out there.
Allegedly. I meant to say allegedly.
No, not allegedly.
This is street news.
Oh, boy, you've got breaking news then.
It's, It's street news.
Let me throw it over to Mike with the word on the street. He got a fresh. He got fresh info out there.
This is not,
Mike. What's good?
Diddy allegedly might have been doing stuff with Justin Bieber.
This is how rumors get started.
I saw the videos, man. I'm telling you,
the videos look a little weird. You know,
although that's how Hollywood works.
I think
that's how the music industry works, man.
I think it's weird in general when an older guy wants to hang out with a younger kid. Just in general, right? Whether it's famous or not, like why? Like find your he's not in your fucking peer group, dude.
I'll tell you a story.
Oh,
when I was 14.
Oh, yes.
When I was 14, my best friend and I would do almost everything with our 34-year-old social studies teacher.
No.
Yeah.
Now, what do you mean almost everything? What does that mean?
We play golf. We go to movies. We go to plays. We would go to movies.
Wait. Okay, so
soccer
you
soccer games.
You're 14, so that would put you what age? Was this ninth grade?
Okay, yeah.
Ninth grade. You and your friend,
my best friend, yeah.
Your social studies teacher. How does this actually take place? Did he ask you guys out on some sort of like date? How does that go?
That's a great question. I don't know if I remember that. It was a small school. It was a real small school. And there was a lot of hanging out. It was a private school, kind of a hippie, almost a hippie kind of school.
Okay.
So you had a lot of hanging out and talking with your teachers, you know, just bullshitting and stuff. And, you know, you had your same teachers for 3 years.
Mm.
And I bet we started playing golf.
How? Like,
because we played golf. We probably just talked about it.
At a full-on course? He was just like, hey, why don't you guys meet me out there? Well, do you know if you initiated it, been like, hey, man, you should come play with us sometime? Or if he was like, hey.
It was probably him.
So he says, hey, you guys should come play golf. So you go out and play golf.
Come play golf.
Did you find anything weird in this golf game? Was there anything that was afoot?
No.
Okay. And then as time went on, was he a teacher that just maybe had arrested development and...
That's what I think, because we did like everything with him.
Do you remember his name? Can we look him up on Facebook?
Oh, I do remember his name.
How great would that be if you just reached out to him and be like, hey.
When we got married and, you know, we never saw him again. Once we got girlfriends, I think.
But before that, you guys hung out for...
Oh, all the time.
How many years?
Probably five...
And did he ever say anything or do anything that was odd?
We would spend the night at his house.
Oh, my God. Where were your parents?
This was later on. This was like when we could drive. It was like,
so when you were 16?
Like maybe. I don't know.
But he was 36 at this point.
Yes. My parents knew him. And they,
oh, my God.
I'd say they were going out with
And they didn't question it at all because your dad was a principal. This guy was a teacher, probably trusted authority, no problems.
I don't know. If I might be thinking something's up if I was a parent.
I was going to say, you are a parent. Would you have allowed your children to do that?
My 14-year-old, I'd be very wary. I'd have to know the guy.
You would actually say yes to it?
Maybe the golf.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, it was...
I wouldn't
probably
say.
Probably not. No, yeah.
I wouldn't say yes.
No, it's not this day and age, probably not. I'd be like, why? Why does this guy want to hang out with my 14-year-old kid?
Yeah, so he never tried anything.
No.
He never said anything.
I think he was hoping we would make the first move.
He was timid, shy. Looking at y'all like tea.
He was grooming us. He just never stopped grooming.
He
was just a professional groomer.
He wasn't any good at it.
He wasn't any good.
He's not a closer.
We didn't pick up on any of his clues. I probably missed a lot of clues.
His pants were down. You're like, hey, Teach, your pants are down, bro. You got to pull those things up. Yeah, you missed. There's no way he was normal.
Did I dodge a bullet there? I could have.
I mean, maybe. Or if you spent the night at his house, maybe he drugged you and did stuff to you and you don't even remember it. I mean, for real. I'm just throwing the possibility out there.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Wow. Well, you didn't sleep in the same bed, right?
No. No.
Hold on. Don't act like that's a weird question, because that's this whole scenario is odd.
It's not that odd.
A 36-year-old man hanging out with 16-year-olds consecutively for 5 years until you guys actually got girlfriends and got married? Yeah, that's odd.
He was a very good conversationalist.
Of course he was.
It's that me and my friend were so cool. We were just so cool.
He made you feel cool. Did you feel cool because you were hanging out with an older guy? Like, yeah, man, he can buy us beer and all that stuff.
You know, we never even took advantage of that. We were real nerds. And see, he never gave us alcohol or weed or nothing.
Well, so he was just lonely.
He was definitely awkward.
Was it an apartment or a house?
Oh, a tiny little house.
A little tiny house. A little one bedroom, perhaps. Maybe a den.
Yeah, one bedroom with the other room filled with a giant railroad train set.
Oh, come on, dude.
The mountains and everything, just the whole room.
Jugs in the fridge labeled Jesus juice. This has all the signs of something that it could have gone very badly. Maybe if only one of you showed up as opposed to both, maybe things would have been different.
He's like, if I just get these guys alone.
Maybe, yeah. He was trying to split the deck. Maybe.
Make us jealous.
Maybe. You never know.
Start favoring one over the other.
Yeah. Playing you guys against each other. Well, I don't know what your friend's name was.
Nothing ever happened.
Maybe not to you. Maybe you just weren't his favorite one.
What?
You ever think about that?
What?
Maybe you weren't his type.
Bullshit. I was way.
You were third wheeling it. Oh. You and your bestie. No. Yeah, your bestie was the one.
I was the cover story.
Yes.
All these years, I was the cover story.
Because the parents wouldn't let you both spend the night at his house.
Tell him that.
Wouldn't that be weird to find out regressive, like, hypnosis therapy that, you know, you got played with or something? Wouldn't that be weird?
I don't think I'm not a repressive kind of guy.
Yeah, but how would you cope with that if you did have one of those repressed memories pop up, okay, in therapy and go, oh, wow, that did happen? Like, at this stage in your life, would you just go, that's weird.
I think I would.
Just brush it off?
I don't really think I would.
It wouldn't cause you trauma?
Nah. I'm not a trauma kind of guy. Just not. Yeah, you know, some guy played with my deal 30 years ago, whatever, 40 years ago.
Played with your deal?
Played with my deal. I'll get over it.
Yeah. What are you going to do about it, right?
You know, so it's no penetration.
Well, you don't know that. Your poor friend may have been the victim, and you just weren't the guy for him.
I do remember a distinctive slaps, a rhythmic slap, slapping in the shower that one time.
What are you guys doing in there?
Let me in.
Out in a minute.
Oh, this is taking a horrible turn.
Turn on the TV.
Bubba's Rattler, 100 bits. Bubba's Rattler, 100 bits. Beaver smell like tuna, 100 bits.
You're out there playing Pong on his old system.
Listen to a stereo.
Strange.
Going out for pizza.
You went out for pizza too?
Oh, yeah. All the time. After the soccer games, we'd always go out for pizza.
What'd he always pay?
Dang it. I can't remember that.
I mean, if he was a real gentleman.
I don't know if he I think we, he was, you know, he didn't make dirt at the school.
Which is what makes it more interesting.
Why, that it was poor?
Well, yeah, because now he's golfing with you guys. He's taking you guys for pizza. Like, all this stuff costs money. Just saying.
Yeah, we were worth it.
You got a couple studs.
Everything was chunk change back then.
Did you ever ask him for anything?
No, I just asked my parents. I said, can I have $20? I'm going out for pizza with
with a 36-year-old teacher.
I can't believe like they didn't say anything about me spending the night at his house.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I would call him up. I say, "Mom, I just want to let you know I'm not going to be home tonight. I'm staying over here." And she's like, "All right, honey. I'll see you tomorrow."
Maybe it was just a different world back then. Now there's no way it would fly. If a parent modern day allowed that to happen with their kid, I would imagine.
I'd be going, that's on them. That's on them.
Yeah. And I would call, I might even be tempted to call state services and be like, hey, something's wrong here. I don't know why this parent's allowing their, you know.
It was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine.
Okay. All right. Yeah. dig deeper in that memory bank. Something's going to pop up. Above board.
Above board. Just, you know, personalities meshed kind of deal, you know. It was three of us, you know. It wasn't weird. Like,
sure, the personalities meshed. I mean, how often? Yeah, of course. A 36-year-old personality type and a 14-year-old. Sure, the same thing.
He was socially, you know, hard. He was socially hard. See?
We're probably
his only friends.
I mean, I don't get it, but
His only friends. I think that's what it was. We were his only friends.
Or was he friends with all the other students in your class too, and you guys didn't even know that? Like, maybe he was like,
no, he wasn't.
You know, Saturday night, you guys stayed the night.
He wasn't cheating on us. Just stop. He wasn't cheating on us.
You don't know that. Look, you didn't even get hit on by him, so don't even. Yeah, he wasn't cheating on you.
Is this Johnny's sweater?
Is this a pube?
He didn't cheat on us.
All right. Hey, how have I never heard this story before?
I don't know.
Does Donna know about that?
Yeah. We actually went over to his house for dinner.
Jesus Christ.
With our wives. One time. One time.
And then I would imagine you guys left and she was like, we're never going there again?
No. I'm going to have to ask her because I barely remember going there. And it was fine, I think, but then we never heard from him again.
Oh, because you guys showed up with women.
Exactly.
And then you never heard from him again. You don't think this is a bit weird?
It's weird. I definitely think it sounds weird.
It definitely sounds weird.
It's not weird at all.
I worry about...
It sounds really weird. It sounds like the ultimate grooming documentary.
Oh yeah, it's like it's just missing that, pardon the pun, the climax. It's just missing that, the peak of the story, that arc where it goes, oh, and then it took a turn.
I'm going with I was the cover story that I just didn't know about.
I think you're right.
I think there has to be, and I'm gonna confront my best friend
Jerry
say, was it you? Did he pick you over me?
I don't like my kids spending the night anywhere.
Nowadays, I was just doing...
In general. I'm not a fan of... I wasn't a fan of sleepovers when I was a kid. Like, I'd rather be home in my bed. You know what I mean? Like,
I think I dodged a bullet on that, too.
On what?
Well, I went to two or three sleepovers when I was like 10, 11. Now, what could happen at those? It's like the guy has, you know, the mom has a sleepover and the husband's like, I can't wait to molest one of these kids tonight, you know?
Yeah, it's always my buddy lived directly next door and he's like, hey, let's, you know, we'll have sleepover. So I'd be sleeping over there and it's like midnight. I'm going, why am I here? I'm next door. My house, my bed is next. It's 50 feet away. And I'd be like, see you later. And
that's the way to do it.
Try to go home because, like, why am I spending the night on a floor?
Oh, it sucks.
In a sleeping bag.
You don't get enough sleep on a sleepover. And then every time you start to fall asleep, somebody's getting up and doing something or talking, going to the bathroom. It's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
Sleepovers. No sleepovers.
No sleepovers, and I hate hotels. I don't want anything to do with any of it. I just want to be home in my bed.
I used to like hotels.
Used to.
I don't like them. Yeah. No. I'll pass. They're exorbitant as well. They used to be exorbitant.
Yep, that, and I just worry about, you know, there's a lot of creepy fucks out there that like to hide cameras and stuff, you know?
You're not doing nothing. anymore.
No, I
better be under the covers.
Yeah,
there's under the covers in a hotel.
Because you never know when somebody's going to be secretly recording. Yes, seriously. Like between, like an Airbnb, I've never really gotten. I think we did it one time in Anna Maria where we did an Airbnb,
mm-hmm.
and it was beautiful. It was an awesome place. But the whole time I'm going, I don't know if there's a pin light camera located anywhere in this house that has a feed back to this person's other location. Like, I just don't, you know, and the camera, they're so small. So
nowadays,
it's like, yeah, I don't want anything unless I got somebody to do a sweep of the room. Not happening.
I've come to the point in my life where, you know, I don't really care if anybody sees my dick. I could care less. Oh, my dick's on the internet. Sorry to hear it. Sorry for you. Sorry for your luck.
Wouldn't it be great though if it just got a ton of views?
Yes.
You're like, all right, validation.
It's a good picture of it. Yes.
Yeah. If you're hanging nice, it's not.
Thank God
I
was hanging nice.
Thank God it was the summer. If it was the winter,
sometimes
game over.
Like, geez, sometimes it's like, how did I? What? If you just took what it is now, you'd never think I had an average penis. What happened to my penis? It inverted itself.
What was that Drake video that got leaked of him playing with his piece? And he had the greatest. I actually took a picture. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Okay. I saw it just because I was scrolling on X and it popped up. And
you got the big black penis algorithm.
I guess. You know, these things happen. They come and you get hit with these things. But I guess his response was, I wasn't hiding my meat from the world. I was hiding the world from it. Which to me is a pretty bold statement and probably perhaps. Maybe he self-leaked it because he was, you know.
Does he have a giant penis?
Look, I'm not going to use the word impressive.
But it was impressive.
Yeah, yeah, he was hiding the world from this.
It's a monster penis.
I'm not saying.
It's frightening. Like Godzilla.
Frightening.
Drake's penis. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
I should have been on the street report, buddy.
That's like 3 weeks old. We can't retro the street news.
That's true. My bad.
The streets are always moving forward.
Always moving forward. Traps are crabbing. 59 months. That's deep. Thank you very much. Where's my woo?
Woo! There
you go. Also got VW Rick. He's on a 35-stream watch streak.
You're cool.
He is cool.
Woo!
Appreciate it.
VW Rick. Is that Volkswagen Rick? I assume that's anytime I hear the word VW, I just, you know.
It could be anything.
Venereal Warts Rick.
In this chat, you know, I'm always suspect that it has anything to do with Volkswagen.
They got that Volkswagen bus coming out, but the electric version, you know, the old school VW bus. Like the hippie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Classic, the classic.
The classic. They got an electric one coming out, which is kind of that style. And it's pretty sweet. Like, I'm like, oh.
I don't know. I don't know. That style is cool, retro, kind of cool. It's like a PT Cruiser kind of cool.
Oh, my God. Brent used to have the PT Cruiser. Real badass rolling in his PT Cruiser.
I mean... You know, I don't really care what kind of car I'm driving, but I wouldn't get caught dead in a PT Cruiser. That's the worst car ever. It's the most embarrassing car.
You say ever?
Ever.
Ever.
I can't even. I got to remind myself what a PT Cruiser looks like.
It means you're a part-time cruiser.
This is terrible. This is God awful. This is like, I don't know, it just screams. Apologies to any PT Cruiser owners out there.
Well, I think it looks worse now. When it first came out, it was probably stylish for its time in that year. Now it almost looks like some sort of British royalty vehicle or something.
They don't still have it, do they?
The PT?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
Look at that.
PT
look at that,
Cruiser.
Look at that VW electric bus. Come on.
I ain't getting that.
I know you're not.
It's like I wouldn't be caught dead in a Volkswagen bus either.
They're just the regular version, much less the
less the knockoff.
I want to get a Sprinter. That's where it's at.
Those Sprinter.
Like Mercedes Sprinter vans that you can just customize and deck out and live in and just say see ya.
I'm thinking about a Sprinter myself.
Dude.
Just do the van life, babe.
Yeah, you buy the shell for like 30 grand, 40 grand, and then you pay some company or you do it yourself, which clearly you're not going to do, nor would I, because we don't have the skills or the know-how to do so. So we would hire somebody, or Donna would do it and build it out. And you're all in for like 60 grand and just living in the van, saying see ya.
God. Five dogs, two horses, three cats. I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I'm stuck for a long time.
Do you feel stuck?
Yeah. Big time. Because, you know.
What's the loyalty to? Is it the horses? Or where's the loyalty? Because you feel stuck because you got all these. Action going on.
If I could, somebody wanted those horses, I would give them away right now. I got no affection for those horses. I just don't, you know, they don't, you know, I feed them like, you know, two or three times a day during the winter. I feed them two or three times a day.
And then you hit them and move on.
And they don't give a crap about me. I try to pet them. Sometimes they're like, eh, get out of here. Just give me the food. Get out of here. And I'm like, so I give them. I got really no affection to those horses. I wouldn't get rid of my dogs.
Okay, so the dogs are the ones that you've got the most love for, the most.
Or cat, either one. Same. They're the same for me. Cats and dogs.
And you have how many cats?
Three. Two are about to die, so it's going to be one pretty soon. That's the lowest we've been in 40 years.
This place is going to be a pet cemetery before we know it.
Oh, it already is, yeah.
Is there just a massive amount of things buried in this yard that I don't know about?
Yeah, there is. There's probably six or seven. Cats and dogs. I've owned a lot of animals.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these cats were 20 years old. You know, not my fault they died. Old age.
Yeah.
I've never had an animal that, you know, didn't live a full life, so I guess I'm a pretty decent pet owner.
Well, you're going to need bus life. Van life is going to be a little too small for you. You're going to have to actually get like a tour bus or something.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you really get sick of the government. You think about your property taxes and the fact that you could own your house. But still, the government's going to keep increasing the amount of money you got to pay them.
Don't get for me the fired
rest,
up.
For the rest of the life of
forever
you pay off your house, it don't matter, you gotta still pay the government to live on your land in your house
until the end of time.
Messed. And dude, see, everybody it was all right, you know, property taxes were all right when they were like $300 a year, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
totally take it and say this is a revenue maker, this is a money maker.
Well, and then you go back to like COVID, right? I mean, not to take it back there, but you know, other things you had a reprieve, like if you were really struggling or hurting. Like, you know, mortgage companies would work with you or pause things. It was other thing. I don't think it worked that way with property tax, was it? They were like, I don't think anybody with the property tax department was like, hey, we understand COVID's taking a toll on society here, and we've locked you inside your houses, and we fired you from your jobs, and you got to get the vaccination or this, that, and the other. I don't feel like they ever said, and we're going to put a halt on these property taxes for a little bit.
No, I don't think they did.
Yeah, they just kept that one moving, didn't they?
The government always wants their money.
Yeah, yeah.
God dang government.
I'm glad Nikki Haley's out. On a side note.
I don't know what that was all about.
Let's clear the deck on that one.
I don't know what that was all about. Just making a name for herself or whatever. She sucks. She sucks. It's like,
bro, she looked stupid at the end of this. She just looked stupid. Everybody knew it was coming. Like, everybody knew this bitch ain't gonna win. It's just, it wasn't gonna happen. Not in the cards.
She's not that likable. It's like, if you think of like all the talented and smart women out there,
Yes, plenty.
That are better than her. But no, it's her because she's just part of the club. Used to be a, you know, an ambassador and all this bull crap. Yeah. Not a fan. So now you got the old man and the old man.
Yep.
It's like, what kind of country is this?
Getting ready to duke it out.
You're going to tell me this is real? This is not. You're going to tell me that the two most important organizations, the most powerful organizations, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, came up with two 80-year-old men to run? That's not even believable. If you believe that, you're crazy. This is all a game. And if the Republicans win, I think people think Trump's going to ride in on his white horse and save the day. I think he's going to do everything that the Democrats do.
Maybe. I just look at it. I'm looking at it more from like the Biden perspective of if Biden wins, Kamala's second in charge. That to me is a bit of a scary proposition. You know,
I mean, she's second in charge right now.
Yeah.
He looks like he could keel over at any second.
And we don't know where she stands on a lot of stuff, nor has she done a lot, nor does she have an opinion on a lot.
She's bad. It's like.
So it would be really weird. Like, if he's a puppet, she would be an even bigger puppet because she has no idea. Like, at least on appearance wise.
I don't think you can fake the way she talks. She talks
that word salad
in this ridiculous word salad like an insane woman. So I don't think you can fake that. So how did she rise to where she, you know, is without, you know, being incredibly compromised or something?
I don't know.
They said, let's get this. They seem to want, like, they got Fetterman, Kamala. They got all these people who are like not qualified to run a Circle K in high government positions, and it's not believable. These powerful organizations, it's proven in a court of law that the Democratic Party stifled Bernie Sanders because they wanted Biden, but because they're a private organization, perfectly legal, and the Republicans can't do the same with Trump. They can't phone it up like the Democrats did.
Sure they can, but I'll take Trump over Haley. Oh.
I'm just saying.
But I know what you mean.
Earlier on, they couldn't come up with a better candidate, a young, dynamic. There's no young, dynamic people in America.
Apparently not. Out of all the American people out there, there's only one that's dynamic. Well, only two.
Yeah.
One in either party. There are two people that are dynamic enough to do the job, and that's an 80-year-old man. Yeah. Come on.
On that note, we'll take a break.
All right.
Oh, I almost ended the stream. Don't do that.
Uh-oh, don't do that.
Don't do that. That would be very inconvenient for everybody. VW Rick, I already said 30 is 35. All right, let me get... I think I got a what's up with that shit.
Oh, man.
Let's see, what do we got here? I know I got it. No, I don't.
Or not.
I swear to God I had it earlier.
You had a what's up with
what's
that?
What's up with that shit?
Hmm.
I'm going to get it anyway. I know where to get it.
We'll find it.
It's a stream. See, this is the thing you can do in a stream. But you see, we're so conditioned to, like,
time spent listening in quarter hours and
just sitting with silence is like the death, especially on the show we were on. It's like there was never like a...
Let's just sit in silence for a second.
So sometimes I'm like, just need to chill out and sit in silence, buddy.
Let's have a nice pregnant pause.
Don't even worry about it. What are you worried about?
Yeah, well, what are we about?
What's up with that shit Easter? All right, we'll be right back with more of The Hang. Dude, man.
What?
Man, we gotta do something, man.
Like what?
What's up with that shit, man? You got an Easter basket there, man. What's up with that shit? Give me some of that shit, man. Oh, man. Melted milk balls, man. Kick ass.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Why do they give out candy at Easter?
I don't know, man. Like, what's the deal with chocolate bunnies, man? I mean, they should have, like, a chocolate Jesus, man.
That'd be cool. The nails through his hands can be little sprinkles.
Tap, 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 tap.
Give me the bong, man.
Later, man. What is up with Easter anyway? I mean, what it's all about, man?
I know. They took Jesus. He did some bad stuff or something. I don't know.
You have these jelly beans, man?
Yeah, here.
What'd they crucify him for anyway, man?
He was...
walking on water? Penalty's a little stiff, don't you think?
I don't know.
tough judge. But Your Honor, man, I was just walking on water.
It doesn't matter what you were walking on.
You know, if Jesus was alive today, he probably would have just gotten like house arrest, man. Much better.
And have to wear one of those anklets. And if he left his little Pablo, a little thing would ring.
No, he'd have to walk around his Pablo carrying a cross for like 6 months. House arrest. Because he couldn't get out the door.
Damn! I can't get out of my house, man!
Turn sideways, Jesus! Just get a fucking hacksaw, dude!
What's up with this resurrection shit?
Yeah, man, what's up with that shit, man? Jesus, you know, he dies and they put him behind this stone. And then, like, he's in there for 3 days, man.
Who's chilling out?
Getting ripe, man.
Take a shower.
Jesus Christ, what's that smell? Man, but, I mean, what's the big deal, man? 3 days and then he comes back to life. I mean, what kind of trick is that?
Hey, Houdini.
I mean, a good magician would have been out of there in like half an hour, man. Bogus. If David Copperfield tried that shit, he'd get booed off the stage, man. Okay, I'm going to make the Statue of Liberty disappear. But I hope you brought a bag lunch, because it's going to take 3 days, man. Pick up the pace, Jesus. That's what I'm saying. He's the savior. What's he waiting for?
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, and so Jesus, he's in the cave. And, like, then he busted out, man. He just pushed the rock out of the way, man.
Dude, there's no way Jesus could move the rock.
He moved the rock, man.
There's no way he could move the rock.
The rock?
You're talking about the wrestler, right? The Rock?
The Rock? The Rock was guarding the tomb?
Yeah. Big muscles.
Jesus kicked his ass, man.
What'd he do?
He cut a promo on him, man. He said, "This is for all the millions and the millions of the Christ fans. If you could take that cross, turn it sideways, and stick it up your candy ass, man. If you smell what the Christ is cooking, man." Christ kick your ass, man. Give you a glass of go-to-hell juice, man. Okay, man, we gotta wrap this up, man. Quick. That was another edition of What's Up
with that sh**. Peace.
Ned Show, what's up?
I'm 8 years old. I love your show.
8 years old? What are you, a comedic savant?
Yup.
What are you, driving in the car with your mommy?
Yeah.
She gonna drop you off and then go home and lock herself in a room with the pool boy and make some sounds that are disturbing and make you want to call 911 because somebody's hurting mommy?
Yeah, she does.
God. What's your name, little dude?
Hunter.
Hunter? Oh, no. That's a Nancy boy's name. I bet you get bullied a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
You like gladiator movies?
Yeah.
Does your mommy ever put her hand in your dad's lap when you're not looking?
Yeah.
Cool. I can't remember why you called little Johnny or Tommy, Timmy.
I love your show.
Yeah, probably not as much as your daddy loves those behind-your-back hand jobs his mom's giving away in the living room. Oh, God! Take care, Tommy.
Take care. Bye.
Welcome back to The Hang. That was smooth. That was smooth this time.
So smooth. Really good stuff.
So I got a. Somebody was talking about. Messaged me about Let's Talk Pussy.
Okay.
And they were like, oh, I missed the let's talk pussy. And he's like, at one moment I was laughing about, you know, something, and then crying about a cat being put down or something. And it's like, see, we can take in. We just got to find that niche.
Let's talk pussy is an emotional roller coaster, and it is available for a limited time only for another couple weeks, for real, on Spotify and, you know, all those places. So you can get it while it lasts.
Let's talk pussy.
That's it. It's
maybe
up
we
there.
Should maybe just change the name of the show from The Hang. Just change it to The Manson and Spice Show, and then people might actually find it.
What are you talking about? Our downloads are gangbusters. Our engagement's huge. You know.
Boy, they don't like it when we're age restricted, though.
Dude, I don't know what. Yeah.
I don't understand why being age restricted, people don't look at that. They'll like not watch it. Maybe they go elsewhere to watch it. I don't know.
I don't even know how it works, to be honest with you. Like,
I don't even
for
understand.
Real.
I think you just have to like.
What happened last week?
You just have to log in, like, you know, or say, I'm 18.
So we put it up last week on YouTube, the last week's show, and the view count was like, we're like, what? What's going on? So then I asked you tonight, and you said, what? It got
flagged for being adult content only, which, you know, like this. You know,
gee, I wonder who did that.
You think it's me? What do you mean?
No.
You think it's Donna?
No.
It's Donna. Was she on the show? She's filthy. She did it. We're going to blame it on Donna.
No, I think there's other forces at work. Nobody in this room. I think it's other things, but regardless.
Yeah, you know. So they don't, yeah, so we, it happened once before, and we, you know. So people, you know, just for some reason, they don't want to watch. Well, I don't know.
So does that mean you have? So
maybe
you
it's
can't,
shadow banned.
I think we've become. It's almost an escape velocity of the show that they must suppress it.
That's
we'll go with that theory.
That's my theory. Like Cluster F, the NSA monitors us heavily because I make so much sense and since I provide so much truth. They don't want, but they like this show so much, they let us keep going.
So just enough.
It's just little, enough to keep
little
going.
Crumbs.
Yeah, thanks for the crumbs in us.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
You bastards.
It's a good thing we've got to find folks at Twitch to continue to support this with their watch streaks and all that kind of good stuff.
Phew, yeah.
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 The
tight rope.
No.
The tight rope.
Tight rope.
Let's talk pussy. Obviously, it was a fan favorite. We had no idea.
Well, we've got a couple episodes up, and perhaps we can bring it back for one time.
Or maybe not. Or maybe not.
Well, come up with something else.
Oh, I do it all the time. Well, if it was the niche podcast that went crazy, Let's Talk Pussy, 2 million subscribers.
We're workshopping over here.
Yeah, still workshopping.
You know, workshopping.
Workshopping.
You know, you get development deals with networks, and then, you know, you throw around a few ideas, one sticks.
Spitball.
Yeah. We're workshop.
Yeah, K5. K5 on the workshop. K5 on the wizard.
All right.
Shizzle.
I gotcha.
Oh, I'm supposed to be looking for Matt Rife.
Oh.
Have we talked about Matt Rife before?
No.
Oh, I'm not a fan.
I'm not either, which is why I found this video so hilarious. And it's
Matt Rife.
I think it's like trending now on social because it's making quite a splash now.
Is it Dom Luker?
That's the one. Yeah. This guy just put this up. All I know
is that
if you're not a fan of Matt Rife and you watch this, things just start to make a lot of sense. I'm not saying it's real or not, but it's like, oh, okay.
All righty, here we go.
The dark side of Hollywood is finally being exposed, thanks to one of the true kings of comedy, Cat Williams. You know, before I became wealthy in business, I actually had a somewhat successful career in stand-up comedy. I was on the way up. I was invited to a meeting.
No, wait,
with some Hollywood.
Keep in mind, I have no idea who this guy is. I don't know. I don't know if this is legit. I don't know anything.
This guy's full of shit.
So take it for what it is.
With executives, along with some now famous comedian, and we were offered the chance for a deal at Online Stardom. But the only way to receive the contract was by sucking both of the execs off.
I think, yeah, I can see that being true. I can see it being true.
I immediately.
That makes me, yeah. He's a pretty boy. He's a pretty boy.
A lot of hair. Walked to the door. But before I could even exit, the other comedian was sucking both of their simultaneously. That guy's name was Matt Ryan. That's Alpha King rule number 799. Just because someone is more famous than you, it doesn't mean they're better. They might just be gayer.
Okay. This guy's a disgruntled friend of Matt Ryan or something.
Yeah, like, I don't know anything about the truth behind this. Or it's to me, it's just funny.
It's only got 7,500.
Oh, hold on. Currently?
7.2K. I think it'd be millions. This is big news.
Matt
Ryan was trending.
Yeah, hold on. Let me.
Is that why he's trending?
I don't know. I know he's trending. I don't know if that's why he's trending.
Dom Luker.
Let's see.
Yeah, it's the first.
Yep, it's trending.
It's trending.
Yep, yep. But what do you think? You know,
I can see it because I didn't find him to be funny at all.
But isn't that weird that you like you can see it because you don't find his, but people do find his comedy funny.
Oh yeah, I guess.
You know,
like I think a lot of girls just think he's cute,
which he is a dreamboat. I'll give him that.
But
who are these executives? Is what I want to know. Like, why is this guy calling out the comedian? Right, calling out Matt Rife and saying, "Oh, but like, why wouldn't you call out the executives that were asking for the axe?"
He'd be killed. He'd be killed.
But like, this is where I have to take his with a.
It's a definite grain of salt. Everybody just wants to think it's true.
It would be, would it be hilarious if it was true?
It to be true.
Or like,
it'd be awesome if it was true.
Just picture Matt Rife.
Yeah, having the double suck to get his bad comedy.
To get online stardom.
Online stardom. That explains Dane Cook as well.
Oh, no. Yeah, both dreamboats. Look.
They're like, the ugly guys. They're like, I'm way funnier than that guy, but don't suck dick.
Yeah.
It's the way it is.
I mean,
it's a dirty game.
It's
a dirty game. Maybe that's our problem.
Modern day.
Get millions of subscribers.
Except
the CEO of podcast.com.
That's right. podcast.com. There was two executives that we met with and it was, they said, look, Mike and Matt, we understand you want to reach podcast stardom.
Well, we do got a great show. I'm very excited to meet with you.
And they then proceeded to tell us that they can make it happen for us.
Oh my God. Yes.
All we have to do is rim them.
Oh,
needless to say.
Wow. I mean, that's
needless to say, I walked out of the room.
Yeah.
Mike was rimming like a basketball player.
Not that big break.
And then they said, haha, just kidding. We don't actually work for podcast.com. And then there you were.
It was stank breath.
Cake all over your face.
Oh. It's quite the scenario.
Joke's on you.
I mean, I might have like thought for a second about fellatio.
For a second.
Just a split second ago.
I mean,
stardom, suck. Yeah, but I probably, but the other for sure. No way. No way.
Look, just like a cucumber. Just a cucumber.
It's just skin.
Just pretend you're eating a cucumber.
It's just skin. Just skin.
I mean.
And a surprise ending. That's the thing. If we can do it without the surprise ending, I think I'd be more willing. That's quite a surprise.
I always tell you and let me know when the surprise is. And then they never, you never know when the surprise is.
Never know.
They don't never honest with you about the surprise.
I mean, looking at it just strictly from a logical point of view, if somebody offered you, you know, millions.
Or how many
like
millions?
A million dollars.
Okay, $1 million.
To fillet them. You're talking like, you know, 10 minutes of that for a lifetime of security and balling and just taking care of your kids and your parents and for 10 minutes, man.
All right. The natural inclination to me is to ask this. Is that pre-tax or after tax? What are we talking? Are we talking million clean? Are we talking
Million clean.
And I don't have to worry about the government coming to get me for taxes, is what you're saying to me? Million clean.
I think nowadays, all that stuff I was saying, it's more like, yeah, 3 million. No, let's go with a million. Just $1 million clean, stacked in cash.
The
like
old
right
sexual
on the
scenarios.
Right
I love them.
Right, no, right? A briefcase. I open the briefcase.
A deal or no deal style.
It's stacked with cash. Yep. Deal,
it's just a dude
deal
standing there with
no
a.
No deal.
Deal or no deal.
Million.
Million. I'm really trying to be thoughtful about this answer here. I really want to be thoughtful about it.
I can't decide. Because I think, you know, hey, a million's a million. 10 minutes and never think about it again. But you would think about it again. And what if you couldn't get it out of your mind for the rest of your life? And you were haunted.
All right. All right. Here's what I would say at the moment. I'm not... I think society's changed, right?
For sure.
I mean, it's much more accepted to be
doing
whatever it is that you want to do.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Including myself. Don't care.
It's pretty irrelevant.
Yeah, doesn't matter to me. So, therefore, it's not like you would be labeled or type. It's just a... It would just between you and the individual. Right?
Yeah, I mean, if it became public that I did that, I wouldn't worry about people, you know.
Yeah, because everybody, it's not
like,
even
hey,
a big deal.
You know, not a big deal, but in my mind, I'd have, you know.
In your mind, but you'd also have $1 million cash.
I have a small mouth.
Minor roadblocks, Mike. I love the fact that that's your out.
It's not going to be pleasant for me. It's not. It's not.
It's the barrier to entry. I have a small mouth.
It's like, you know, he's like, no, it's just not. I mean, I'm like, right. There for like an hour. It's as far as it's going to go.
I'm going to say no. But I'm not going to rule it out in the future. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You never know life circumstances.
Property taxes keep happening. Life happens. Things occur. Ordinarily, I'd be like, no way, bro. Sometimes, not do it. Like, but.
Sometimes you need $1 million. Yeah.
What are you? What about you? What are you going with?
I'm thinking no.
You're thinking no.
I'm thinking no. I'd like to know whether Donna would be going, just suck that dick. Just do it, Mike.
You think she would?
I don't know. I'd also like to know is, would you let your wife?
No.
For $1 million?
No. No, that's a definite no. That's a definite no. Like, you know, let me... You know, I'd take the sword.
Would you take the dick for her at that point?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's no need for, you know, like, that's, I don't want to say it's the man's responsibility to provide, because that's not what I mean. But no, I don't, no. I'm taking the wife, no. Definite no to the wife.
Then every time you kissed your wife.
Oh, no.
See? Every time.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh. Can't kiss you anymore, honey. We got $1 million, but I can't kiss you no more.
Yeah. Tough one. What would Ned's Navy do? That's what I'm curious.
I couldn't keep Donna from filleting that man. I'd be, no, babe, I don't want you. She's like, $1 million. Like, no. She's like, I don't care, $1 million.
She's insatiable. How bad would it be if they were like, yeah, we're going to send you a check. The check bounced. You're like, oh, no, that's not good.
Man, And I still can't get it out of my mind. And I got $0. This makes it haunt me, haunts me for the rest of my life.
What would Ned's Navy do?
Oh, he.
Or what would Crabs a Trapping do? What would
traps
they do? What is it?
Traps a Crabbing.
Traps a Crabbing.
Traps a Crab. Traps.
What did I say? Crabs
traps,
a Trapping?
Traps a Crabbing. You say Crabs a Trapping.
Whatever. Hey, what would he do? Who are the other ones?
Beaver smell like tuna.
What would beaver smell like tuna do?
Okay, we're taking a poll. We're just going to get everybody out there.
$1 million clean.
Be Bumpy, Kevin, JK. $1 million clean.
You guys know the scenario.
Yes or no? All you have to say is yes. Yes, you're doing it.
Or no, you're not. And a lot of these people are anonymous, so it's not like, you know, you're going to get called out. Just, I don't know. It is a tough, all the scenarios. I love a good scenario.
Kevin JK says no.
No? Okay.
Going in another direction says $1 million. I'm going in multiple directions.
that's a good one. That's great.
Ned's Navy says yes.
Okay, Ned's Navy's in.
B Bumpy says only if it's your dick, Mike. I can't get that image out of my head. B Bumpy.
Jeez, B Bumpy.
Going in another direction says not my wife as well.
Yeah.
Ned's Navy says two for $150K. He's making deals.
He's undercutting. Deals. You can't undercut Ned's Navy. This is not that kind of party. This is $1 million flat.
Two for, yeah, we'd be walking away. Ned's Navy's taking care of both guys.
he's running a shop at that point. Man. God bless
him. So Matt Rife, huh?
Yeah.
I want that to be true.
Right? How funny would that be?
To be very true.
And Matt Rife's a comedian. So you feel like he should be able to, if it's not true, and then he should be able to roll into that quickly with a joke to play it off. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you almost have to do a joke about it.
Yeah.
Like Louis C.K., you know, you just kind of have to, you know.
You got to confront it if you're a comedian.
So he's pretty much still, like, canceled. He does all this stuff on the internet, right? I don't think he's had any more. Did he have a special?
Have a special, but I think he did it on his website, he does those, like, one-offs. So I think he did have one of those. He's dipping his toes back into the water. I mean, he did stuff wrong, but not as wrong as other people.
Yeah, you know, it's like technically, you know,
I love a good technically on some sort of sexual weird.
Wasn't it legal because he asked every one of them? And none of them said no.
None of them said no.
They just didn't say yes.
Well,
right?
Perhaps. I don't know all the ins and outs of it. But what you're saying makes sense.
I don't think any of them said no. They were all just.
But I think the argument would be, they didn't say no because they were in fear for their jobs. So it's like, okay, I'm not going to say yes, but I'm not opposed to it because if I say no, then it makes things weird, right? So I think that may be where the disconnect is. Like, don't say yes or don't say no doesn't mean it's a yes.
But is that like civilly or criminally?
I don't know. And I hope to never know.
Like sexual harassment.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's a good question.
I don't know.
He's funny, though.
He's too funny to not watch. It's like if Louis C.K., he's one of my favorites. He's, you know, he's just too good.
Dude, I mean, you look at my top comedians right now, it's got to be a Shane Gillis, a Louis C.K., love Dan Soder.
Nate Bargatze. Nate Bargatze. Really good. We saw him in person last year, I think. Yeah. He's really good. He's just really good.
Yes, agreed. He's great. But like, yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
I know there's a couple other I'm missing.
Pappas. Tom
Tom Papa?
Tom Papa. He's funny.
Tom Segura's good. Yeah, I mean,
you got the Chappelles, and but that's the Cat Williamses and all that.
Those are like staples. Those are like the icons. They've moved up to a new level.
Yeah, they're the icons. I'm trying to think of any other icons. current icons, Chappelle's the top, pretty much the top dog. Cat Williams is, he's kind of fallen out of favor because he's kind of crazy, I think. He always gets in trouble and can't.
Dude, I remember meeting him at the USF Sundome years ago when he was doing his show. And we had gone out there. I think we had him on the show is what it was back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, phone interview or whatever it was. And then we went out to do the meet and greet and all that. The best part was, so it's at the USF Sundome, so University of South Florida. And he's got these, like, there's a bunch of cheerleaders, right? And they got their pom-poms and they're, you know, going out to the stage. And they're all kind of like formed in a circle. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, you know, music playing. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the cheerleader pile is Cat Williams. You didn't even see the dude. He was so small, right? The pom-poms are literally covering him up. And then the cheerleaders disperse. And there's Cat Williams in his pimp suit. And it was the most interesting thing because I'm going, wow, he is tiny.
He is tiny.
Like, he got covered up by pom-poms. Like, that was a trip.
He seems like he's like 5 foot, 4'11 or something. Yeah. Like, you know, like really tiny, like a tiny little man.
He's tiny. I was listening to him on Joe Rogan last week, and he was saying he reads like 20 books. He read, as a kid, he read like 20 books a week. Or something. Now, again, I don't know what to believe from this guy. Like, I have no clue. Like, who knows? But no, I think it was more than that.
More than 20 books a week.
The limit at the library, if I remember the story correctly, you could only check out 20 books at a time. But he didn't have access to TV or any of that stuff. So all he was able to do was read. So he read 20 books a week, or checked out 20 books at a time multiple times a week. So he read like 80 books a week. Something weird like that. And then the math, so it's like he read over, you know, 3,000 books or something. And it's like, I don't know. That's
highly
unlikely. That's the thing where you look at someone and you go, I don't know if they're crazy or not. But, like, that seems a little...
So he's reading 10 books a day.
he said all he did was read.
11 books a day.
It seems...
You'd have to... you can't read. It's impossible. Off. Unless you're a speed reader. It just takes time to read a fucking book.
I read it with speed.
I don't know.
He ain't reading 11 books in a day.
It seems odd to me.
He's a goddamn liar.
I used to love those Choose Your Own Adventure books, though, when I was a kid. That was the shit. Like, I didn't like to read much. Like, I could read well, but I didn't like to read books. I just... spaced out and all that. Unless it was a Choose Your Own Adventure book, when they're like, if you want to go to the forest, turn to page 79. If you want to go to the city, turn to page 56. I'm like, 56, what's going on here? Did you ever read those?
I think that was after my time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I didn't have those.
That was the only thing that kept me interested. Is like, you know, you have a book and it's got options. And it's like, okay, you can choose your own.
Then it was effective for people who didn't like to read.
Yeah.
I used to like to read. I don't read too much no more.
You ever read the Bible front to back?
Nope.
See, I'm never. Surprised.
It's torturous reading.
Yes, but it's you torturous. Are such a cynic that I would have pictured you as somebody who perhaps would have read the Bible front to back just to pick it apart.
No, it's brutal. Not even. See, it's convenient that other people do read the Bible and they can write books, and I can read the books about and know about the quotes in the Bible.
Cliff's notes version of the Bible.
That's what I want.
Cliff's notes.
Oh, I got this one book. I can't remember the name of it. It was by this old lady, and she was a super atheist. And she like goes through the entire Bible, you know, debunking it and making fun of it. And then they got pictures of the old lady. And
oh, you had to love that.
Oh, it was a great book.
That had to be your favorite read.
It was my reference book. Anytime anybody was arguing about religion, I was like, let's see what she had to say about it so I can really win this argument.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like a book of hypocrisy. I mean, even if you Old Testament versus New Testament, I don't understand all of the ins and outs. Don't get me wrong. But I also know that like arguing with a pastor or a reverend or anybody like that is a no-win proposition.
Talking about religion is probably a no-win proposition. Unless you're with an audience of people who, you know.
Everybody can make fun of it equally.
If people feel the same way as you, It's just hard because, and then you get talking about it, like you start getting like, when the, how ridiculous is that? And that offends people because you start getting worked up about how ridiculous it is.
Burning bush, virgins, what?
Rain and frogs,
huh?
Rain and frogs. Why? How was it? The Old Testament. Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, God was like, he was like Elon Musk in the Old Testament. He was a mover and a shaker. It was every day he was like killing babies or making it rain frogs or parting seas.
Had a lot of action. He just did nonstop. That Old Testament was a lot of action.
Nonstop action. And then he was like, neither me or my son after, you know, they're never going to be seen ever again. It's like, that don't really make a lot of sense. Where's you know, some kind of proof? And they say, no, you have to have blind faith.
Yeah, the ultimate trump card.
I don't believe it. Yeah, so, it's, you know, you can't find it out. You'll never know the truth. It's always, there's a possibility the Bible's 100% true. I can't, couldn't, I mean.
Now, can,
I do deny that.
I mean, Easter's not too far around the corner. And on Easter, you know, I tend to find myself watching like National Geographic Channel because they run like 24 hours straight of like Jesus stories and stuff. And you go, oh, who's playing Jesus this year? You know,
yeah.
kind of, hey, that's a good Jesus. It's almost like looking at Santa, like, hey, that's a good Santa. Exactly, that's a pretty good Santa. Yeah, I look at that Nat Geo going.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even watch it if it's a bad Jesus.
If it's
it's not.
But when it's a good Jesus, it really.
He's got to have. Jesus look, that certain Jesus look.
Yeah, like got some dirt on his face, but not enough to make him like gaunt or unattractive. He's still an attractive Jesus.
He's got to be. He's got to be heavenly.
Yeah.
He's got to have that aura.
Looking good. Yeah. Abs, definitely 60s. Defined.
Can you imagine Jesus on the cross with a pot belly? Imagine that.
It'd be so weird. Yeah, you couldn't have those things in the churches. You know, like all the Catholic churches, the Jesus on the cross. No, the guy's shredded in every single one. He is ripped.
He's ripped.
he's on protein. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, with Easter around the corner, I always kind of look at those things like, all right. But there's certain questions I have that those specials don't cover. And I could Google it or Wikipedia, but you probably know the answer.
Yeah.
You're smart. Who are the people next to him on the cross? Who are the... What did they do?
They were two just common criminals, like thieves or whatever. And
they got strung up for that?
It's Rome. They'd string you up for any, I guess, you know, a lot of crimes. They string you up. And the one that was next to him, I guess tough luck for the third guy on the cross. But the one that was next to him, you know, they had a conversation.
Wait, what do you mean next to him? So Jesus, he wasn't in the middle? You tell me he didn't get center stage?
Now I don't remember.
Maybe, or was he ignoring the guy to the left or the right?
He might have been ignoring the guy.
He's putting him over at all. Because like, hey, man. Hey, Jesus. Can I holler at you?
Don't talk to me, dude.
To
this guy, man. This guy's way cooler. And you know he's so much cooler? He's going to go to heaven with me. And you, I didn't. Sorry.
Hey, come on, bro. Let me get a word. What's up? You haven't talked to me. We've been up here for hours.
This guy won't leave me alone.
Stop being a mark.
So one of the guys, you know, just on the spot, he's like, who are you? And he's like, Jesus Christ. And he said,
who are you? He said, who are you?
I don't know. I'm paraphrasing here. And somehow it was like, he's like, you will live in paradise with me. So it's like that guy got a free, guy lived like a dirtbag his whole life.
Okay.
He was such a bad dirtbag that they crucified him.
Yeah.
And he met Jesus, and within 30 seconds, he's like, you're going to heaven. And everybody else, is, if you don't, you're burning in hell.
And the other guy on the other side of him got jobbed out?
Got jobbed out. Not now. I'm talking to this guy.
Pipe down.
Story's not believable. What a dick move. Overall, and just to the guy, other guy on the cross, and to every other person who didn't get that opportunity to meet Jesus Christ personally on the cross when you're dying, and go, "Can I go to heaven?"
Now,
yes.
Did the guy next to him know he was Jesus Christ? Like, if he's like, "Who are you?" He's like, "I'm Jesus Christ." Did the guy be like, "Oh, damn, yo, I didn't know you were gonna be here." Like that. Dude.
It's been a long time since I've heard the story. So I don't, those are the only details I know. The two criminals and one guy, he said, thou shalt live in paradise with me.
And the other guy got nothing.
He got bupkis.
That's crazy.
He slowly strangled to death by hanging on a cross. Yeah.
Do they still do that anywhere in the world, do you think? Crucifixion?
The things that go on in this world that you don't know about, Lord only knows. 8 billion psychopaths roaming the planet.
Yeah, somebody's got to be crucifying somebody, right?
Somebody's got to be crucifying in their basement. Like Ariel Castro, you know. Three girls in his basement for how long? For years.
Years,
one of
them
had a baby or something. Or she was pregnant. He got her in. He belly kicked her till she aborted it or something.
Really?
I think so.
Oh my God. Dude, people are sick.
Trace's theory is we're devolving because as we've eliminated natural selection.
Mm.
You know, everybody of whether you're physically or, you know, like I got bad genes. If you're physically inferior or mentally inferior, you used to, you know, might get weeded out. And the species would get, you know, stay or get stronger.
Okay.
Now we're just like, man, you know, we're a nation of Appalachian people. You know, that's what we're going to be. Because the dumb people tend to breed more.
Mm.
Like Idiocracy, I mean, it explains it all. While the, you know, like I imagine millennials coming up now are like, we can't have a baby, we can't afford it. But the people in the trailer park are having sex without a condom, and they don't give a fuck.
Well,
so it's going to be a nation of trailer park people.
And it's all equal opportunity for everybody. And you, okay, so if you're not as, I don't know, adapted to society or whatever, you are afforded the same opportunities, if not more, in some respects, as far as like government assistance and things like that. But you also have the same tools that other people do, right? Like, you can have a whole conversation with people in just emojis or memes. And I don't have to use any sort of fancy language if I'm talking to somebody. I can just send them a meme or an emoji, just like any rube on the planet. Like, it's hieroglyphics. It's going back to,
it's,
you know.
Going, yeah. It's,
so the devolving thing does make sense on some level because we are talking to each other. We're talking to everybody in hieroglyphics. I mean, when you text me, I go, hang tomorrow, and you go thumbs up.
That's,
and I go,
right.
K-R. Like, it's very barbaric. It's
backwards. It's, everything's backwards. Like, you know, calling somebody is like, ugh, call. Ugh,
it is a chore.
But it's actually like 1,000 times more efficient.
Mm.
You know, it's like the telegraph got eliminated by the phone. Because doing this is not as efficient as talking. But now doing this, it's more efficient than talking.
Yeah, but before they'd have to bring somebody a note and travel across the country. It'd take them 3 weeks to get the note.
3 weeks to get the note.
3 weeks to get a reply and all that stuff. So, I mean, I guess we've evolved.
Did we
get the note quicker?
What did we need to even go beyond the average, just the phone? I mean, we went from having horses travel, you know, three weeks to get the, you know, a 6 week turnaround to instant communication. Oh, but now you got to have the,
get off my lawn.
The world was a better place before. I mean, I think we're finding out. I think it's going to be the demise of this country is social media and the internet and look what it's done in such a relatively short time, like 10 years. Look what it's done to our youth. And think of when these kids who grew up thinking they're the centers of the goddamn universe grow up and have kids, how their kids are going to be raised. It's going to be a pathetically sad nation.
Well, let me ask you this, and this is an honest question and something I've been spitballing on my brain for the last couple weeks, but I don't necessarily know how to fully form it yet. But let me just throw out the scenario to you, right? So, Google, right? Just as example, Google. Everybody goes to Google, right? That's just, it is what it is, and everything's on Google.
It's Google.
What if I don't want to be on Google? You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't opt into Google. Like, nobody asked me and said, hey, we're going to put all your information out there. We're going to tell people where you live. We're going to... and you have no say whether or not that's going to be on the internet for everybody to see or not. And everybody's equal in that regard, unless you're like a federal agent or a judge or somebody of high importance, then you're omitted from these things. But if you're the average Joe citizen, which is about 95% of us, all of a sudden this company can just go, hey, everything about you is going to be able to be found. And anybody can look you up and anybody can find you and anybody can whatever they want to do, right? Why is that possible? Like in any other situation, like if I get emails that I don't want to get, I hit unsubscribe and they're supposed to, I'm opted out, right? I've said opt out and I'm never supposed to see that again. And they're not supposed to contact me, et cetera, right? Same thing with opting in. If Google said, hey, Matt, we want your permission to opt in. By opting in, then that means your personal information will be shared with the rest of the world at any given time. I would absolutely go opt out, right?
Yeah.
Why am I automatically opted in and do not have the option to opt out on something I don't, I want to be a ghost, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like, do you want everybody, you want your information? Like, what gives them the right to just take everybody's information and just put it out there?
I'm just trying
for
to
for public
think.
Consumption.
Like,
okay, the yellow pages or white pages, you had your number listed in there. And if you didn't want it listed, I think there was some sort of fee involved.
Yeah, there's a fee. Right?
Like $5 to go, hey, I don't want my number listed, unlisted number.
Yep.
Okay, fine. With that same thing, Google, I will happily pay you $5 to fuck off, right?
Yeah.
I don't see where the public decided to opt in on this, giant search.
Would those companies exist? Could they even do that? Do they have the, I mean, so you'd be like Matt Lloyd, there'd be some
thanks.
Oh, sorry.
I'm kidding. It's in the show title.
I'm really good at that.
I've apparently opted in. No, go ahead.
So your name would be, if someone Googled it, nothing would come up.
Correct.
And they'd have to have some list of all the POKs.
Well, instead what they've done is they've created SEO and they've created reputation management companies and all these places where it's like, hey, people are going to look you up. You might as well look good, and we'll charge you $1,000 a month to make sure you look good. And we'll write fake articles about you and put you at the top of the SEO search and make you look real splendid. All this stuff, that's what the reputation management companies do with all these people around the world. And that's a whole nother business, which is fine and good. But I still don't believe that I should be automatically opted into this search. Right? Am I wrong on this?
No, I'm pretty much in agreement.
And how come that's not an issue? I've never heard anybody talk about it.
Because they pay the government. That'd probably be a real pain in the ass for them. So they pay the government so they don't have to have that rule.
It's such...
Because nobody's even talking about it, though. I guess because people have been conditioned to everybody's got your information, and people are like, yeah, it's on Google. There's nothing I can do about it. They're not... What are you going to do about it?
Isn't that the weirdest thing?
So Google's like, well, we can make billions of dollars and we'd really prefer not to have to worry about your information.
Yeah.
It's out there and you can suck it.
I mean, the amount of digging that you can do, like, you know, anybody can be a private detective now. Anybody can do anything, right, with search.
Have you seen the people who, like, they'll see a picture on the internet and they'll go, okay, so I saw the picture. And I thought, I Googled that type of plant. And it goes, he follows his whole trail until he found these random people in the world's exact pinpoint location.
Yes.
And it's like, that's kind of...
The internet sleuths.
Scary.
It's completely scary. And it's scary for a person who just doesn't, like, you know, if you're an older person and you just don't want to be on the map. Like, you don't have social media, right? Like, I mean, there's... Believe it or not, there's people out there that don't have Facebook and don't have X. And some of my friends, they don't have any of it, which is actually refreshing to see because they don't have any of it. But yet, if you still Google them, there they are. It's like, what in the, how did that happen? It just seems,
it's because
it seems unfair.
So, well, unfair is the, get used to it.
I know.
It's unfair.
And unfair is not the word I'm looking for. It's you know, a lot worse than that. But, yeah. Donna coming with the bullshit. I don't know. It really peeves me. It really got me. It's really getting under my skin the last couple weeks just because I'm going, as I get junk and spam emails and I'm opting out, I'm going, okay, they're selling my information here. Let me get out of this email chain. And, you know, all the stuff, right? You just want to be, it's almost like you just want to cleanse your life and make it more streamlined. But then you've got this service that goes, we're not going to let you. and it's going to continue on forever. And nothing, you'll never be able to get out of this.
Ever, ever, ever.
We're going to keep you on the hamster wheel and make money off your data.
Google.
So weird to me. Sorry, I'm on a rant.
Well, that's, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, everywhere you go, you know, you'll be, you fill out anything at all, you're going to get your shit stolen, and then you get all kind of emails. I'm surprised. It almost seems like when they talk about things being hacked to people's information, it almost seems like everybody's information is probably already out there, just waiting to be bought on the dark web. You just haven't been bought yet, because I think it's all out there. I think they've taken all our information.
Oh, for sure.
And it's all AI could probably get anything.
I've been hacked multiple times in the last number of years or whatever. And I'm going, like, my stance on it now is like, great, if you want this, you deal with it. Go for it.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost comical, you know, like, hey, you want 9 lawsuits simultaneously? Have at it.
Yeah, that's how Trace is. He's like, yeah, hack me all you want.
Yeah, like, it's, you know, it's not going to, you know, really do much, but it just seems unfair. I don't know.
Well, it is. Get used to it.
I don't want to get used to it. I want to opt out, you know, like, let me opt out. Instead, they don't.
I don't think that's even under discussion.
It's not. It sucks.
Ned's Navy says, can we do another chat poll? I don't know. I don't have to come up with a, you know, that just kind of comes around naturally.
A chat poll. All right.
Like what we asked him about the what was it?
Yeah, it was.
Would you ask the D for $1 million?
And he said yes, right?
No, he said two for $150K.
Oh, yeah, he was striking deals.
Two
that's
for
right.
$150K.
He was striking deals.
Oh, Donna. Is she out there?
Oh, Donna. Sweetheart. Come here for a minute. Would you be a dear?
We gotta ask you a question.
I thought it was a dog.
You got another dog we just told you about.
So, did you hear us talking about that earlier? About the what would you do for $1 million?
Oh, I heard a little bit of it on my way back.
I turned you down, buddy. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry, I called you buddy.
She doesn't listen to the show.
She doesn't.
I normally.
So, would you fillet someone for $1 million?
Yeah.
See, I told you, see?
That was quick.
I mean, $1 million.
She wouldn't, and I couldn't talk her out of it. I was like, babe, that's
going to there wasn't even a pause in
well,
the
Well, I mean,
answer,
I've
though.
Done it before. You guys haven't, right?
You do know Mike slept with his teacher.
What?
Oh, wait.
He didn't tell me that.
No, I didn't tell him that. He's making suppositions.
You mean the male teacher?
Yeah.
That was pretty weird.
Yeah, that was a whole different. That seemed like a real scenario there.
Right?
Yeah, didn't even get a milli out of it.
It was hard. Yeah, I got nothing out of that.
He says he never came on to him. Just wanted them.
You're not buying that, right? Like,
I mean,
you got what I needed.
Weird.
Never came on to me. Nothing ever happened. He was just a shy guy.
He was a perfect gentleman. So
filleting
another man, like there wasn't even a pause or a hesitation.
I mean, $1 million. I wouldn't do it for.
No, I mean modern day though. You guys are married. It's a current scenario.
Yeah. So right now.
Yeah. This is not a you single. Yeah, scenario. This is a you in your life right now scenario.
So I guess I'd have to ask him.
Nope.
What do you think?
This is
do
your
you
decision.
Mind? Do you mind?
Do you mind?
She would because sell. She because would if sell. He did it, I'm not sure if, you know, you got to think about you? Would, how would that make me feel? Would I always see that in him? Would I be like, that money's almost gone and so now it ain't so great. I don't know.
So what say you? I mean, you know.
If I would do it or if he would do it.
Would you do it, I
for
guess?
$1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a yes from you, a firm yes.
As long as the person was clean.
Okay, clean person.
That's all it takes.
One requirement, clean.
Just need a clean penis to go out with Donna.
That is not what we just said.
Her Tinder profile's got to look crazy.
That is not what we just
swipe
said.
Right looking for a clean
clean penis
gentleman. Now for him, would you it. Yeah, what if he was like, yeah.
Would Tasha do it?
I hope not. I don't know. I don't think so.
$1 million.
I might nudge. I don't know. I'm not sure. I know I would not at this current state. Now, again, I told Mike earlier, situations can change.
Change.
Yeah.
You know, you might on some hard times, and then all of a sudden somebody offers you $1 million. Things get a little, you know. Yeah.
Things change. You
know, yeah. Situations change. So I'm not counting it out forever.
Right.
You know, that's my honest answer. I'm not counting it out forever.
I don't know. You see, and like, but
a guy might not be able to get past that.
You might not be able to. If I did it, to another guy, yeah. And then whenever you looked at me, you're just like, he had to suck that guy.
But then again, here we are on the beach.
How could you do that?
You kiss when you're kissing me. You think of that other guy's penis.
But when I asked if I'd have be able to ask you about if I should do it, he said no.
Well,
so you can't think about. What was your answer? Would you do it?
I don't think so.
Not for me.
I don't think I could. I think I'd always.
Yeah, not yet.
What about $2 million? Would you do it for $2 million?
Oh, now you're trying to.
See the number go up.
Would you do it for $2 million?
I mean, again,
not yet.
But I'd be very close. Now you're talking my language.
I don't know.
I mean, considering if I was on Jeopardy, I'd make like $40.
I mean, you don't think you could get by that? Sometimes I think. You know, when you, and this is going to sound weird and not very caring.
Hold that microphone right up to your mouth.
No.
Like a penis.
Nope, not going to do it. But this will sound weird. Sometimes I think like rape victims. I think, can't they get by
that? Jesus Christ.
Why can't, because it's just, you know, I mean, other than it is a violent act, on, you know, perpetrated on you, it seems like you could just go. I mean, he just fucked me. Why can't I get past this? And, you know, and I'm not a rape victim, so I don't know. But it seems like, you know, but a lot of people can't get by it, get past it.
That's because it was a violent crime perpetrated on him.
That's what I said, because it is a violent crime, and I don't know, you know.
I think, because you're probably terrified.
But some people do get past it, don't they?
Man, I got to tell you, I've never, I mean, I not that I've come across a lot, but victims of rape, I've never known one to get past it.
Yeah.
Like, just personally, everyone it's like, the most traumatic experience of their life forever.
And because of the violence of
that's
it.
That's what it is. Stuff, it's
that's
the
what
violence.
I would feel. Because you feel that way. Our house got broken into once when we were younger. And, you know, you kind of felt violated.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, fucking fucker in my house. You know, that
kind
of thing.
And things are never the same.
And that's just your house being broken into.
Yeah.
So, but, what if it was a very seductive, loving rapist?
I don't know if that would happen. Would that ever happen? I've never known anyone that's been raped. So
that you know of.
Yeah. That I, well, I'm saying, so I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, I hate to say it, but if your daughter had a situation like that happen and you were like, hey, can't you get over it?
No. See, that's what I meant. It's going to sound cold, but I would never say that to somebody. Can't you just get over it?
You mean it from a general sense.
Sometimes I just wonder.
Yeah.
I just feel like, can they not get over it by just thinking?
Yeah, so you mean it like as truly like, can they?
Yeah,
like,
can't, I'm not saying, can't you just get over it? I'm not being like that. I'm
yeah,
saying,
you mean like, can you actually? Yeah.
Can you ever get over it just by thinking, I've been fucked before. And that's all that was. His penis was in my vagina. Why is that any different than something rubbing on the outside of my arm? You know, could you think of it that way to try to get over it more? You know,
I don't know.
But I guess,
maybe.
But it is just the violence of it.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying about sucking a dick. You know, if you've done it before, then what's the big deal if you do it to someone you don't know for $1 million or, you know, but for a guy, they've never done it before.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different situation for a guy.
Well,
and I'm not doing it, you know, they're not, it's not being a violently.
Well, that's what we were talking about earlier.
Perpetrated on me.
Well, that's what we were talking about earlier.
You don't know about that.
It might be. Yeah.
That's what we were talking about earlier. It's like, you know, back in the day, you know, homosexuality was a little more frowned upon, right?
Yeah.
You know, now it's like, who cares? Nobody cares.
Yeah,
nobody cares. It's common. It's part of the culture. It's part of the fabric of society at this point. So it's not even like strange. Again, if Mike were to come out with that information, be like, hey, by the way, I did this for $1 million. Yeah. I don't even know if anybody would bat an eye anymore. I don't even know if it would be.
Some people might be like, does he got another million?
I mean,
you know, maybe. Others.
Yeah, there's probably some of that. I don't know.
But I guess it would just be you have to reconcile that.
Yeah, it'd be the whole, yeah, can you get past
you,
it?
I think a bigger problem that you thinking of me different if I did that.
Maybe.
I just
so you would think of him different?
Probably.
Yeah. She would never let me. She'd be like, oh, you disgust me.
Would you
I don't know.
Would it be a consistent,
I mean,
like,
honestly,
talk of you disgust me, or would it be an occasional joke of like, haha?
Oh, I know you jokes. Know. See, I don't want those jokes for the rest of my life. Yeah. You know, it's holding up a pickle. You know what that looks like? Oh, come on, babe.
You, just well, put it in your mouth, Mike.
It's your million, dude. You don't, you know.
It's true. I don't have to share it.
That's right.
It's my million. I'll dole it out to you.
That's my million dollars.
As long as you make it, making no jokes.
All right.
So you would.
So neither of you would do it. You both said no, right?
Currently.
At this point in your life.
Yeah, we're trying to push it off a few weeks.
Yeah. Give me a month. Give me a month.
All right.
See what's going on.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure, you know, being in those.
Yeah.
In the situation, I'm not sure.
It's hard to say when it comes right down to it.
Yeah, it is.
What's up with Mike's teacher? That's all I want to know.
Right?
You telling me they got in. He said you guys went to dinner or at his house one time.
At his apartment, remember?
Yeah.
Was he creepy?
A little bit.
Yeah.
He was just an odd guy. Like an odd, yeah. I mean, isn't that what?
Not necessarily.
The Ted Bundys of the world.
He's just.
And I always thought, just like, as your mother, why would your mother let you do that?
Thank you. Right?
Well, I would never have let my kids do that, ever.
Yeah, no matter the times.
No, my kids would never go home with a coach.
It's a
or,
different.
And Berlin had, you know, time. Berlin had a lot of coaches. Because she's played a lot of sports.
Yeah.
And Trace, you know, too, and Weston, you know, but they, you know, Berlin had more coaches than any of them. And as a girl, certainly I would never, but even as a boy, I never let my kids go home. I didn't let my kids go home with parents, you know, from school that I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I've had that. When our kids were in elementary school, there was a couple kids where I was like, you know, I'm just going to call their mom and give me your number. You know, the kid, Weston, wants you to come over and play after school. And I'd call and the parents would go, oh, yeah, that'll be all right. And I'd come home. I'd be like, can you believe these fucking parents don't know me from Adam? And they're letting me pick their kid up from school. And I've never even met them. And they are letting me pick their kid up
from
school.
They just trust you.
And bring them to my house.
Yeah.
And they don't know who's here. They don't know me from Adam. And here, their kid's coming to my house. I'm picking them up, and they're okay with it. And I was like, I would never let that happen.
The coach thing is especially weird because, like, it reminds me of the what was it, that Olympic, the female Olympic trainer guy who had assaulted like 50
tons of them.
Oh my!
So many
God.
That it should have never gone on that long.
And when you watch like a story on that or the documentary on Netflix, or like, it gives you chills to think about the stuff that he did. And you're
so creepy looking too. It's like you didn't suspect that,
How does that go on without somebody having a red flag? You know, because
I got goosebumps thinking about it, because I couldn't imagine that being anybody I know in my life. That would just be, you know, I mean, you know, you got to try to.
I think, didn't he have a special, like, vaginal massage technique?
It was something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
One of the dads attacked him in court.
He goes, awesome. Your Honor, just give me, I just need 2 minutes alone with him.
Yeah. And they're like, well, you know, we can't do that. And then he attacked them anyway, but. I mean, even Berlin had coaches that, you know, we knew and liked, I'd never let her go home with him, though.
No. Right? Meanwhile, Mike spent the night with his teacher.
Different time. It's a different time.
Hey, what are you going to do?
It wasn't just Mike. It was you and your
friend. I was like...
So they were together. At least they were together to protect each other.
I mean, we were like 16 at the time. See, we were driving and everything. We were capable of making our own decisions.
So you were complicit.
I was the cover story.
Oh, that's great.
Just never knew it.
Wow.
All right, we better take a break.
All right.
Just yakking and yakking and yakking on. And we'll be right back.
Wait, are we going back to clusterfshow.com? We doing VIP?
Yes.
Okay. VIP, clusterfshow.com.
That's right. I suppose we should talk about that.
This show available for download on Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, Alexa, all that stuff. Everywhere.
YouTube,
everywhere that you can hear content. Like, subscribe. It helps us with the algorithm because we're shadow banned. Because people, nefarious people, want us to not succeed. And we'll see you next week. Is that a good promo?
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Very good.
Right. Don't forget clusterfshow.com.
Clusterf Show also tomorrow.
That's right, morning. Huh? Oh, shit.
Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Diverticulitis is acting up again. See you guys.
See ya.